stopwatch is saying when they're supposed to come.
They sure don't.
We're on record, Ralph.
All right. I am Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. I would like to call this meeting of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives to order. It is now 8:34 a.m. on February 12, 2026. This meeting is conducted electronically and is anchored in room 402 of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meetings laws. In compliance with Utah's open meetings laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance. Ralph Pittman, here. Cheryl Stedman. Shane Yardley.
Here.
Wendy Russin.
Here.
Derek Bradley.
Here.
Mandy Liu.
Here.
Curtis Nielsen.
Here.
The following board members are absent. Cheryl Stedman and Erica Nelson. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Jeff Buchan, Bureau Manager.
Present.
Kelly Ariola, present. Board Secretary. And Sharon Bennett, Compliance Specialist.
Present.
We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed to the agenda. And the first item on the agenda is review and approval of our minutes from our meeting of January 8th. There was one small change that I sent to Kelly in regards to our minutes as far as name of a probationer. It was listed in one spot, one name, and then underneath as far as what actually was discussed, it listed a different name. And I just asked Kelly to change that, and she corrected that. Are there any other changes that need to be made to the minutes? Is there a motion regarding the minutes from our meeting of January 8th?
I'll motion. This is Curtis Nielsen. I'll motion to approve the minutes.
There's been a motion to approve the minutes for January 8th as presented to the board with the changes. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Wendy Russin. I'll second that motion.
Wendy seconds the motion. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll abstain. I wasn't at that meeting.
There's one abstention. The motion passes. All right. This next item on our agenda is the legislative environmental scan. Jeff, do you have anything to present to the board at this time?
I do not. The legislative session is in full swing. There are various bills out there. You can definitely track the bills on the website, the legislative website. I really don't want to get into it too much because those are their bills. A lot of them are pending yet, so they could always change.
All right, thank you. All right, our next item on the agenda, we have four informal adjudicated proceedings scheduled for today. Our first informal hearing is not scheduled until 9 o'clock. For that, if you've not had an opportunity, I believe that the information that we will presented to us today on behalf of the board, behalf of the Bureau, is up on the website for you to review. Let's go off the record. Everybody, please be back on at around 8:55 so we can do another roll call to ensure we do have a quorum present to continue with our hearings. And we will begin at 9 o'clock with our first informal proceeding with Ms. Unica at that time.